Have you ever scrolled past a small business article on Google News and wondered, how did they get there? Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're tackling something that, honestly, a lot of small business owners think is out of reach: getting featured on major news platforms.
Right, and I think that's the key misconception. Small businesses absolutely can land on those big platforms. It's really about understanding content distribution and how to leverage it effectively.
So let's start there. What exactly is content distribution, and why should small business owners care?
Content distribution is essentially the process of sharing and promoting your content across multiple channels: news sites, blogs, social media, video platforms, podcasts, you name it. You know, creating great content is only half the battle. If no one sees it, it doesn't matter how good it is.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
For small businesses especially, distribution has to be central to any content marketing effort. You're often working with limited budgets, so getting that content in front of as many eyes as possible, organically, is vital. It builds authority in your niche and drives traffic without constantly paying for ads.
That's a great point. So instead of just posting a blog and hoping people find it, you're actively pushing it out through different channels?
Exactly, and that's where multi-channel content repurposing comes in. It's a modern approach to content distribution that works at all scales, whether you're a solo entrepreneur or a growing company.
Okay, content repurposing. Break that down for us. How does it actually work?
Well, think of it this way. Instead of creating one piece of content and putting it in one place, this approach takes that single piece, let's say an article, and transforms it into multiple formats. You turn it into a video, a slideshow, an audio summary, maybe even a podcast episode. Then you distribute all those formats across hundreds of different platforms simultaneously.
So you're essentially repurposing that one piece of content into 8 or more different formats and then spreading them everywhere?
Exactly. The beauty of it is that it's partially automated now. Advanced AI, skilled writers, and software work together to handle the heavy lifting. You're not manually creating each version or posting to each platform yourself.
That sounds like it saves a ton of time. But where does this content actually end up? Are we talking real, reputable sites?
Absolutely. We're talking Google News-approved publications, Fox affiliates, high-traffic blogs, YouTube, Vimeo, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, even social platforms like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest. Some services partner with over 300 or even 400 media sites and channels.
Wow. So to everyone listening, imagine your business story appearing on the same platforms as the big brands. That's pretty powerful for credibility.
Definitely. And credibility is everything. When potential customers see your content on reputable media outlets, it establishes you as a credible expert. It's like borrowed authority. You're standing on the shoulders of these trusted platforms.
I mean, that's got to boost your reputation and exposure, right? Do you have any examples of this working in practice?
Oh, for sure. I remember reading about a home robot business that launched 30 campaigns using this omni-channel distribution model. Within the first year, they saw a 195% increase in organic traffic. I actually worked with a local contractor once who was skeptical at first. But after a few months of consistent publishing, he started getting calls from people who saw his articles online.
I see. Nice example. Those are some serious numbers. But I imagine this takes time to build, right? Like, you're not going to see results overnight?
Right. Organic traffic works like compound interest. It starts slow but becomes really powerful over time. Most businesses see significant results after 3 to 6 months of consistent publishing, though some local market results can appear within 48 to 72 hours, which is pretty cool.
That point about multi-channel distribution sets up our next piece, how this approach compares to traditional advertising. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to boost your small business visibility on major news platforms without breaking the bank? Amplifier provides a partially automated, omni-channel distribution model that helps companies increase organic traffic and build authority. Partnered with over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, Amplifier makes media exposure accessible and affordable. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on multi-channel distribution, how do you balance that long-term growth with the need for immediate results that a lot of small business owners feel?
That's the million-dollar question. I think the key is understanding that this approach delivers significantly better long-term ROI than paid advertising. With ads, you pay and get a spike, but when you stop paying, the traffic disappears. With content distribution, that content stays in circulation, indexed in search engines, on video platforms, and podcasts for months or years.
So it's more of an investment than an expense. You're building something that lasts.
Exactly. And for small businesses trying to compete without over-reliance on paid channels, this levels the playing field. You're building something that compounds over time rather than just renting attention. Or as I like to say, you're buying property instead of renting a billboard.
Ha! I like that analogy. Makes it really clear. Now, you mentioned this works at all scales. Is there a particular type of business that benefits most from content repurposing?
It's ideal for small to local businesses, brick-and-mortar shops, startups that need brand credibility quickly, and even freelancers who are amplifying personal brands. Basically, anyone who wants to establish themselves as an authority without the budget for a traditional PR agency.
And that's really the beauty of it, isn't it? You don't need a massive marketing budget to get your story out there anymore.
Right. The technology and partnerships exist now to make this accessible. It's a modern alternative to those expensive PR routes, and the content creation is often done with you or even fully done for you. Articles, videos, infographics, audio ads, personalized slideshows.
So we've established that small businesses can definitely get featured on major platforms, and content repurposing is a powerful way to make that happen. Before we wrap up, what's one piece of advice you'd give to a small business owner listening right now who's thinking, okay, I want to try this?
I'd say start with consistency. Commit to publishing regularly, at least once a month, ideally more. The magic happens when you keep feeding that distribution machine. Your content builds on itself, your authority grows, and the traffic starts to snowball.
Consistency over perfection. I like that. Well, this has been incredibly helpful. Thanks so much for breaking all this down.
My pleasure. Happy to share.
And to everyone out there running a small business, remember, you do have a seat at the table. Getting featured on major news platforms is within reach when you understand how content distribution and repurposing work together. Until next time, keep creating and keep distributing.